This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim Plunkett and I sit down to get you set for the 2016 season opener versus the New Orleans Saints. The Tay Train stops by, and Chris Townsend of 95.7 The Game will join us, as he will every week, to sit down one-on-one with head coach Jack Del Rio. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
You know, on paper, it looks great right now. You know, paper champs, all those kind of things. Everyone's picking us to do this. And none of that matters unless we put the work in. And everyone knows that. You know, no matter what, whether it's football, you know, whatever you're doing, any kind of job, you know, everything can look good on paper. And then you see sometimes people fall apart, you know, and then you question, well, did they really put the work in? So, you know, for me, you know, as a leader of this team, and I'm just really going to concentrate on, you know, seeing where everybody's at and then pushing each other just to be better every single day.
Welcome to our 18th season of the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, back for a second year alongside one of the greats, two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. And Jim, Derek's quote summed it up pretty well. A lot of expectations for this team this season. It's one thing to look good on paper. It's another to let it translate on the field. You played that position. How do you balance staying confident but knowing you haven't proven anything yet?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. A lot of times, you know, the old saying is, you know, they look good on paper, but you don't play the games on paper. You got to go out and show what you can do once you step on the field. And Derek, I think, has the right attitude. You know, you want to stay confident. You believe in your team. And I think they've made a lot of progress. And I think most people are right that this team can be a contender this year.
As you know, each week we take a look at the Raiders' headlines, and a lot of people looking forward to these two. And this kicks off our headlines. The second act. What a debut for the AC/DC connection last year. Amari Cooper became the first Raiders rookie and the first Raiders receiver since 2005 to eclipse 1,000 receiving yards in a season. Derek Carr's 2015 season, 3,987 yards, 32 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Jim, how much can a quarterback wide receiver tandem grow from year one to year two?
Quite a bit. I think the potential is unlimited. You play together, you practice in the offseason, you're getting ready for another year. They're probably going to try to do things to take some of Amari Cooper's routes away, but with Crabtree and some other receivers on the other side, that's going to be very difficult to do the way they spread the ball around. But they're going to get better and play together more and more, and, you know, as I said, their potential is unlimited.
Our second headline focuses on the other side of the ball, the rise of Mack. Khalil Mack was dominant in 2015. He was recognized as such, becoming the first player in NFL history to be voted an All-Pro at two separate positions in the same season, defensive end, linebacker. He was second in sacks with 15.5 behind only J.J. Watt and remained unblockable in the run game. What are you expecting from Khalil Mack this season, Jim?
You know, I'm so optimistic about his the way he can play, the potential, the way he's progressed. And he's going to be a dominant player the rest of his career as long as health is on his side. But they can do a lot more things to take him away than they can do Amari Cooper. They can double-team him. They can help with the back. So it's going to be very difficult. So some other people on the other side of the line have to step up and help Mack, put pressure on the quarterback on the other side. Then they can't do that double team so much. But I look forward to Khalil Mack having a great year. He's just a tremendous, tremendous player.
Our final headline here focuses on the opponent, a cool breeze. At 37 years old, he's an All-Pro quarterback, and he hasn't lost a step. In his last six seasons, he's thrown for at least 4,500 yards and 32 touchdowns. The Saints were number one in pass completions and passing yards in 2015. Jimmy's like a fine wine. Breeze just gets better with age.
He certainly does. You know, he's a tried and true veteran. He knows where to go with the ball quickly. He doesn't have to think about too much. He just reacts to the situation in front of him. You know, he continues to produce out there on the football field. They were 7-9 last year, a little drop-off in their record, but still a team to contend with. You're going to have to put points on the board in order to beat the Saints because that's what they like to do, put points on the board.
Well, one of those guys that looks to put points on the board and keep the ball out of Drew Brees' hands stops by next. The Tay Train, Latavius Murray, will join us on this first episode of the Silver and Black Show.
We're here at the Torcidos Flag Football Championships.
And we'll be going head-to-head as coaches. Let the games begin.
Stay tuned.
Hey, what's up to the camera?
Hey, hello, USA.
That's right.
See, I blame that on Latavius. They were doing just fine until Latavius went over there.
I'm going to go back over here and cheer my team to victory. You probably need to go over there and you might need to sub in.
Tournament went great. Obviously, the team I was rooting for and backing up, won, but Mexico City has been, you know, a lot of fun.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show alongside Latavius Murray. Couldn't ask for a better guest as we kick off the season here on the Silver and Black Show. I want to get to the middle of the season, though, because you guys have a big game on November 21st, mm-hmm. International. You are the ambassador for that game. Tell me a little bit about your role and what to expect.
Well, I've been down there now twice, interacting with all the Raider fans in Mexico, the kids. So it's been a lot of fun. They're definitely excited for us to be down there in Mexico.
Congratulations, I haven't been able to say that yet, on your Pro Bowl selection. Mm-hmm, yeah. But it's funny because you smile. You said I should have alternate stitched on the back of the jersey and asterisk next to my name. Why don't you take that honor and embrace it after such a great season?
Just because, you know, I want to make it there on my own terms. I don't necessarily want anything handed to me. So that's my mentality. It always has been. And so, you know, don't get me wrong, I am honored to be a Pro Bowler, but again, I want to get there on my own terms based off the protection I do before all those other guys get to make their choice to go or not.
Well, and it's a great mindset to have because you're eager and you're willing to step up to the challenge. Jack Del Rio said, I want to see more out of the run game this year. So what have you been working on?
More explosive plays, those big plays, those home run plays that got people excited about me. I know that's what I want out of myself, and that's what you know, everyone wants to see, so that's what I need to give them.
It's strange for me to say that you're the veteran presence in the running back room, right. But there are some young guys that want your job. Talk mm-hmm. a little bit about the competition for your complimentary back.
Yeah, Jalen and DeAndre, they've done a great job coming in. Both similar in some ways, smaller backs than me, but has done a great job running the ball and being explosive threats out of the backfield. So, you know, they've definitely been challenging me. But, again, when we have that competition in the running back room, it makes us all better.
Have they picked your brain a little bit? Do you give them advice?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. At the end of the day, I want to win. And if they're on the field, I need to do whatever I can to help them win.
Well, meanwhile, Derek Carr is going to help you guys yeah. win. Tell me the progression that you've seen from Derek this season and the entire offense as a whole.
Yeah, I think he's just been taking on that leadership role to an all-time high. You know, his confidence level is definitely where it needs to be. It always has been. But, you know, more so this year, we know what we're capable of doing and the talent we have on the offensive side of the ball. So I think he's definitely excited.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember this from last year, but now we get to have a little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. It's the five questions. Get to know Latavius Murray, or as some people call him, Tay Train. Mm-hmm. Where did the nickname come from? It's stuck, so yeah. You like it so far.
Yeah, yeah. It came from a teacher of mine in high school. He was our football announcer for our football games in high school, and so I just decided to bring it back.
Best vacation spot. Where's your go-to place?
Maybe Bahamas. Mm. Bahamas is really nice.
Or Mexico City.
Mexico
November
City.
21st.
Mexico
but that is that's a work trip.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mexico City, bigger star, T-Swift or Taiwan Jones?
Definitely T-Swift. But Taiwan's my guy, you know. He's famous in Mexico now, but can't compare to T-Swift.
So not your prototypical running back, taller than most. If you didn't play that position, what position would you play, or would you even play the sport? Would you choose another?
Yeah, I think if I didn't play running back, I would play linebacker, get on the defensive side of the ball like I did in high school. But other than football, I'd definitely be playing basketball.
You're a big Knicks fan. That hasn't changed.
Nope.
I still think you should come over to the Warriors. But looking at your team, do you think Carmelo will ever win a championship?
Yeah, I think they've assembled some good pieces this year. Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, so I'm definitely excited about what they can accomplish.
Latavius, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
Our first guest here on the Silver and Black
thank
Show.
You.
More of this first edition of the Silver and Black Show coming up.
Okay, that's what it should look like. Don't lose leverage. Right? Simple, right? All right, good. Now blow it. All right, let's go. Nice shot, good fit. Let's go. Next play, next play. Hey, we see that 1, 2, 3, he's out. Now we got to be able to match hands, right? Get our hands up.
But even when you do that, you want to fight to get the hands back.
Yeah, so that way I can get off.
Because you're going to create a little separation and you want to be able to anchor.
Yeah.
And then you can.
The story of this offseason has been increased expectations, and it takes a strong presence at the head coaching position to manage those. Jack Del Rio has taken control of this team and kept their focus on the ultimate goal, even creating a hashtag out of it, Return to Greatness. Chris Townsend sits down with head coach Jack Del Rio, as he will every week, to go one-on-one and talk about the ins and outs of the season. Here's Coach with Towny.
Thank you, Nicole. Yeah, I can't tell you what an honor it is, Coach, to be here with you for the 2016 season. As someone who's covered the Raiders for a long, long time and goes to every game as a Raider fan, it's going to be an honor. And thanks for having me, Coach. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, you bet. Let's go to town.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about it. Here you go. You go through all the OTAs. You go all the way through camp. You go through the four preseason games. You and your club and that team got to be ready to go. You got week one down in New Orleans.
Yeah, we're absolutely ready to go. I think right now, Chris, you're talking about an off-season of work, you know, preparing the team, conditioning the team, going through, hoping to be healthy. We are relatively healthy. You know, Mario Edwards is the one guy that we'll get back about the midway point. But, yeah, we're anxious to get started, excited to get started and begin this 2016 campaign.
Yeah, because it's nothing like it when you're actually playing for real and you're starting out on the road. And starting out on the road is never easy.
Never easy. It's a tough place to play. New Orleans is a I was drafted there way back in 85, started my coaching career there, so I'm very familiar with that venue and obviously know the challenges going into a dome stadium, people will be cranked up, it'll be loud, so that'll be one of the key factors for us.
And I think about the first year as a head coach. You come in and you got to figure out the building. You got to figure out the staff. You got to figure out your players. But in the second year, you're able to really put your true stamp on the team. What has it been like for you in the second year and the Raiders?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the carryover. You know, our guys understand what we're looking for. The staff, you know, having the same staff intact, and we're able to, you know, take Derek Carr, look at Derek Carr, the things he really likes, be able to give him a little freedom at the line, those kinds of things. So, you know, we should be substantially ahead. You're playing catch up as a new staff with the team that you're learning, and we should be substantially ahead of that in terms of you know, being here with the second year and the continuity involved.
So before we get the season started, what do you think is the strength of the 2016 Raiders?
Well, we have built it this way. We expect the strength to be the trenches, the big men up front. You know, we've invested heavily in our offense and defensive fronts, and so we expect to have, you know, physical line play be the hallmark of what we're about.
Yeah, it's Jack Del Rio wants a physical football team.
Darn right I do. Darn right I do. Yeah. Now, when you play the Raiders, you know that you're going to be in a physical confrontation.
Well, as you know, as a guy who grew up a Raider fan, commitment to excellence, it's all about winning around here.
Sure.
And it's about expectations. It's been a long time since the Raiders have had high expectations. What has it been like for you this season going in? Because a lot of people are picking you as one of the better teams in the league.
Well, I think it's great to be relevant, you know. Mm-hmm. We want to continue to earn the right to be relevant, to be a part of the conversation. That's all we are right now. You know, we're one of a handful of teams that people are saying have a chance to be good this year. So that's a good thing. Yeah. That's not a bad thing. So we don't have to hide from that, I think, but we understand what it's really about for us. It's about the preparation and the going out and competing your butts off. That's what it comes down to. So dial it in each week. Go out and give it your best.
Well, we know you were a great player in college at USC and MVP of the Rose Bowl and had a very special career. Your son now with his career at quarterback down at Florida, you got to go to the game to see your son, Luke. What did that mean to you to watch your son play football at a major college SEC starting quarterback for the Florida Gators?
Well, it meant so much. It was such an emotional moment to see him do that Gator walk.
Mm-hmm.
Proud moment, hugging him and saying, hey, go have a great game. And then he goes out and he plays well in their opening season win. He told me 1,267 days between that start and his last start. So he knew to the day. So pretty awesome to watch my son persevere. I'm really proud of him for the way he's shown that grit. We collect grit here. I mean, that's what we love, guys that have a chip on their shoulder, that believe and that have passion, that love football. And that's what he's showing me. And so I'm as a dad, I'm super proud of that.
Well, you're fired up. I'm fired up. I can't wait for this 2016 season. Tough week one road test. Good luck down in the bayou, Coach.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, Jim Plunkett. Nicole will be looking at week one between the Saints and the Raiders. Coming up next right here on the Silver and Black Show.
Welcome back, Raider Nation. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Been a lot of focus on our boys up front. We made some key additions. Kaleche Osemele at left guard, and Menelik Watson is returning from injury. So it's a time for these guys to come together and gel. So this week's edition of Chalk Talk, we're going to talk about how this offensive line is coming together and how it's going to need time and patience by you, Raider Nation, to see it through. First, I want to focus on Kelechi. He's known as a very aggressive player, but would Rodney Hudson and Donald Penn have to learn how to all three work together on the task at hand? In this play, Kelechi is going to work the three technique along with Rodney Hudson up to the linebacker for a simple off-tackle run. As you watch the play develop, take a look at Kelechi's aggressiveness. Because he's overly extended, Rodney Hudson doesn't have a clear path up to the linebacker. The hole gets muddled, and the play, though not a loss, is not as clear and is not as defined as it could be. Another combination that's got to work on their chemistry is right guard Gabe Jackson and right tackle Menelik Watson. In this play in the Green Bay game, they're going to work a tandem block up to the linebacker. As we watch the play develop, you'll notice if you freeze it right here, you've got good definition between the guard and the tackle on the three technique up to the linebacker. Now as we move the play forward, Menelik is so overly aggressive, he does not shave off the block to the middle linebacker. It's not a bad gain, it's only of 2 or 3 yards, but just imagine if Menelik was able to get up to a linebacker, how it would have been a home run hit. Now, after seeing the lack of chemistry and cohesiveness out of the offensive line, I bet a lot of you are wondering out there what's going to happen when it all comes together. That's why we pulled up this play right here. In this example, we're going to see the perfect double team between KO and Donald Penn up to the linebacker. As we take a look at the play, watch the left guard and left tackle. Mired together for the three technique, they bury him. Seth Roberts, good blocking wide receiver, gets on the next level. And you like your running back to make contact with the safety. If he's making contact with the safety, then it's a positive gain 9 times out of 10. So after these illustrations class, I'm here to tell you, be patient and be calm. Everything's going to come together. We've got 5 guys up front that are working their buns off to get better. And in time, this running game will get better. Well, that's it, class. And this week's edition of Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. I'm Professor Kennedy. I'll see you next week.
Washington, the lone setback, takes the give from Carr, and look at Washington showing some burst.
Brendan Trawick blocked the punt right off the foot. Nate Allen recovers it for a Raider touchdown. And Callahan's going to get sacked back on his 27-yard line. Khalil Mack gets his first sack of the preseason link as he comes flying around there.
Carr from the shotgun on 2nd and 9. Here comes the blitz. Raiders pick it up easily. Carr, beautifully thrown pass. It is caught. Back in the end zone. Touchdown, Amari Cooper.
Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. What a preseason it was, but now we're getting to the games that count. They start the season on the road against a team that finished last season 7-9, but it's still Sean Payton and Drew Brees.
Yeah, it certainly is. They're going to continue to put the ball in the air. That's their modus operandi. Their defense kind of had a little off year last year, so that didn't help too much. They put a lot of points on the board, but still 7-9, so we've got to find a way to stop that. Those passing combinations, those wide receivers down the field, some way slow them down.
A familiar face on the other sideline, and that's Dennis Allen. So I would think that the Saints defense is going to be a little bit more motivated against the Raiders.
Oh, without a doubt. He's going to come with all he's got. He's famous for bringing corners and safeties, get after the quarterback, and the one way to, you know, help stop that kind of defense is to be able to run the ball better, and that's one of the things the Raiders have to do. They weren't very happy with their run offense a year ago, so they're going to try to make it a little bit better, keep the ball away from Drew Brees as much as possible.
They are one of the most pass-happy teams in the league, but our secondary has improved. This will be a nice test for the Raiders' improved secondary.
It certainly will be. You know, we've got 3 proven veterans and 1 rookie back there in Carl Joseph. So, you know, they're going to have their hands full. There's no doubt about it. But if they play well, if they cover those receivers closely, they can really be a big difference in this football game.
Okay, so it's now time for the key to the win. Each and every week could be a key player. What's going to be the difference maker against the Saints?
I still think it's putting pressure on the passer, whether Drew Brees or anybody else. He doesn't run as well as he used to. He stays in that pocket a little bit more. Although he's a cagey veteran, get to the quarterback. That way the defenders won't have to stay on the receivers as long, and I think that'll make a big difference in the ballgame.
Jim, you never want to get ahead of yourself, but if you look at the first quarter of the season, the Raiders' opponents have a combined 23-41 record. So it's pretty important that the Raiders capitalize and get off to a fast start.
Oh, it certainly is. It's always good to get off to a fast start. There's no doubt about it. But if they do stumble a little bit, even with the records of the other team, you know, you can't put your head down. You got to keep going. You got to be confident you can turn this thing around. But, hopefully they will get up to a good start. But if not, you know, just work harder to improve the record as the season goes on.
All right, looking forward to it. And you know what, Jim? That is a wrap on our first show of the regular season. The Raiders will bring it back home as they open up against the Falcons here. On behalf of Chris Townsend, Jim Plunkett, Jack Del Rio, and Latavius Murray, I'm Nicole Zalumis. Thanks for watching, and go Raiders.
They're a young team that'll get better as the season progresses.
We write each chapter each week.
They're going to be a good football team.
Who that? We that.
This moment, a season, baby!
Let's go, man. Let's get something going. Let's join the party.
Give it to him. Give it to him.
They are a team on the rise.
Silver and black are back.
Raiders, Saints, let's get it on.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.